You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI.
Good morning and welcome to the Whatcom Report here on KGMI News Talk 790. This morning, we'll be discussing title insurance for your property. If you have purchased a property, you have a title policy on that property. We'll first define what exactly that insurance is on the property and then talk about a new service you may have heard on the radio, Title Lock. Is it something you should consider? Plus, we'll review the latest property frauds that are happening in our area and how that involves the title and escrow companies locally. Property is typically the biggest investment we make in our lives, so it's important to understand what your rights and protections are as a property owner. Stay with us to learn all about it. We'll be right back.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-952-1155. That's 800-952-1155.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
You have job openings? We have HireMeWa.com. HireMeWa.com is Cascade Radio Group's hyper-local job board. It's free and easy to use. Upload your jobs today. Job seekers can post resumes too. Tell your friends, your manager, your favorite local business. HireMeWa.com is free to post. HireMeWa.com, sponsored by HF Sinclair. HF Sinclair Puget Sound Refinery in Anacortes is looking for a process operator. Great pay and benefits. See HireMeWa.com for details and apply today.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. My name is Mary Kay Robinson, and I'm a realtor with Windermere Real Estate here in Whatcom County and one of the hosts of the Whatcom Report. The purpose of the Whatcom Report is to connect our community to the issues that affect Whatcom County. To this end, the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce presents this program on a weekly basis to talk about the subjects that affect business in our area. Your Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce is committed to creating a strong local economy, promoting the community, providing networking opportunities, representing the interests of business with government, and facilitating factually grounded dialogue with business. For more information about the Chamber, go to bellingham.com or call 360-734-1330. My guest this morning is Sergey Basantsev, Sales Executive and Title Officer with Chicago Title here in Bellingham. Sergey was born in Russia and immigrated to the United States as a political refugee. He's been in Bellingham since 1996 and graduated from Squalicum High School. Sergey has been in the real estate industry for 9 years and spent most of that time as a title officer. He has two children, loves fly fishing, backpacking, and various outdoor adventures in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Sergey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Kay. I appreciate you reaching out to me and inviting me to be here. I love the opportunity to partner up and with the Chamber of Commerce and really add to some of the what they want to do. They want to add factual content, and really what I want to do is educate and make home ownership and homeowners knowledgeable about what they have.
Exactly, and that's my goal too as a realtor. Now I want to touch on something which a lot of people look at it and go, "Oh, boring title insurance. Why do I even need that?" So let's review the basics first. Let's set the stage.
Sure.
What exactly is title insurance, and why is it important in any real estate purchase?
Well, here, I'll actually start backwards, and I'll say why it's important. I mean, it all really starts back to when the founding fathers came here and separated from the king and that system
King
of
George.
Government. Exactly. So really, property ownership here in the United States is a fundamental part of what it means to be an American. And I particularly found the appreciation when I discovered that there are rights that you purchase and there's protections for that. So that's why it's really, really important is that we get the chance to own land here in the United States. And that's one of the biggest, like you mentioned before, one of the biggest investments for people.
The vast majority of Americans, it's the biggest investment they'll have in their life is property.
And so what title insurance does is protections for some of those, for that right and that ownership. And a little bit about what title insurance is, it's protections, like we were mentioning, for those rights that you purchase with the purchase of a home. And that's kind of how I like to explain it.
Define the rights.
Sure. So here, you can't buy land and take it with you. So really what you purchase...
True. Very true.
You purchase is a bundle of rights, and those bundle of rights include and not limited to ownership, possession, the right to encumber...
Right to quite enjoyment.
Yeah. The right to, you know, encumber it with a loan, right? And the right to improve it. And so there's many more, but those are the bundles of rights that you purchase. Now, as time goes on from the patent, various owners through the years either grant an easement or they subdivide and create restrictions and covenants. And those are the kind of things that title insurance not only lets buyers know of and informs them, it also prevents or fraud in many cases on where issues come up on title.
Right. And we'll get to the fraud issue in a little bit later in another segment. But and I think to clarify that, you know, it's do you have legal access? Mm-hmm. Can you access your property? Mm-hmm. What are, you know, if there's utilities or Puget Sound has, you know, a right to cross, you know, to access the property, mm-hmm. to take care of the power lines or Cascade Natural Gas or what have you.
Yeah. And so if you consider these bundles of rights as your own, and then you give, like for example, you said a good one, Puget Sound Energy, you give them an easement. Well, that's taking a little portion of your bundle and giving it to someone else. And it's restricted to what you agree on and is in a document, but it's still a little portion of your land that you now may not be able to use because Puget Sound Energy has an easement over that.
Right. You don't want to dig there because that could be bad.
Exactly.
Whether it's Cascade Natural Gas or Puget Sound Energy. And it's to your benefit because you're benefiting, in theory, from that. Those services that are available that you can hook up to that electrical, hook up to that gas line, the water line, but there's maintenance involved. So mm-hmm. there's equal benefits. You know, there's a give and take. There's an equal, but you still own the property. You
Correct.
Just don't want to disturb that
Correct.
That thing crossing your property.
And what title does, and we'll kind of discuss this later on, is we disclose that and make all those documents available for review. So that way, when you do purchase, you do understand. And you have the document in your hand to understand where and where your rights are limited.
Right. So if you want to, I want to put an outbuilding over here, you know, on the edge. It's like, well, you may not be able to do that because there's a gas line right there. You're going to have to move that thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Or setbacks. Yep.
Or setbacks, yes, which from the city or county. Now, let's go to the next step. So we've talked about some of that bundle of rights. You said that really well. Mm-hmm. When I get a report, mm-hmm. so I'm buying a piece of property. And I get a report that's labeled title commitment. What does that commitment detail and what does it do for me?
Sure. Well, the commitment is our statement saying that we are committed to ensuring and providing insurance for the rights that you're purchasing, subject to requirements that we set forth. And this is typically how you could read a title report. Is it'll come up with the Schedule A. A is typically what we will, well, not typically, it is what we insure. So it'll be the names of both parties, the liability amount, so really what the purchase price or the loan amount is typically what you'll see on the commitment. We also insure what type of ownership. Is it fee simple or is it leasehold interest? Right? So that
big
we still,
distinction there.
Big distinction. And we kind of want to know. We also want to know, what are we insuring and how is that land that is being purchased described? and that is one of the insured aspects. From there, you go to a Schedule B, and that's where we lay out our requirements to close. A couple of them are it needs to be done, an excise tax needs to be paid. Both parties have to agree and sign. All the documents have to be recorded and signed appropriately. So those are the requirements. You could also find requirements for clearing title issues if they are discovered. And so we'll see that. And that's really the steps and guidelines for escrow as the neutral third party to clear title matters. And so we ensure your ownership if the requirements are all met.
Now, when you say ensure ownership, I want folks to understand what that means, is that I'm buying this piece of land. Gosh, why do I have to pay $500,000, whatever it is, depending on the value of the property? Why do I have to pay that? It's me. Here's my ID. I own this. Mm-hmm. Explain how you're insuring their ownership.
Sure.
What could possibly interfere with that?
Well, the way I kind of explain it is it's Carfax, but for land.
That's a great analogy.
With a few protections, because think of like we insure everything or what we can discover about the past, meaning every future ownership, every past ownership, every past encumbrance, every past deviation from the bundle of rights. So we want to insure your bundle of rights that you possess the land, and also make known where your rights may possibly be limited by easements, CC&Rs, restrictions, covenants.
Right. Or maybe there's an old tax lien, or maybe there's somebody hasn't released their ownership somehow.
Well, exactly. And that does unfortunately happen. Like, can you imagine buying a home and then a week later someone knocks on your door and says, hey, this was grandma's house. Why are you living here? And then you close the door thinking, what was that about?
I just bought this.
And then you get a letter from an attorney.
What do you do in that case? Well, what happens?
If you were the homeowner, you call your title company immediately.
Got it.
Yep. Because where title comes in is we do the search, like bundle of rights, Carfax. We go back and see who the previous owners were. And it should be very linear, A to B to C to D. Well, sometimes that's not the case for many people purchasing property. So you may get three owners, one passes away, two are left, one conveys to the other. There's a deed that gives from one to the other. Isn't that the only person that's supposed to be entitled? It may not be. You may want to go back and revisit that first estate that possibly has an issue. So this is where I thought grandma had this. And an heir comes back from the past, and he comes in and makes a claim. And here we talked about the property rights. Well, first in line is first in deed, and that person would have superior rights. And so it's very important to have title insurance for a situation like that.
And you would go to bat and help the homeowner.
100% every time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that lays the groundwork for title and what it means to have title insurance. And now we're going to dive into some specific issues when we come back.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to prep for the heat while going solar or installing battery backup. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can get a heat pump that both heats and cools when you install a solar or battery backup system. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron is a trusted, local, five-time award-winning clean energy company with decades of combined solar experience. They look beyond the panels to provide whole home energy solutions. Yep, right now you can get a free heat pump too. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner and this offer won't last. See you soon, Summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Why West Edge Credit Union? Because they're all about the community. Of course, I like that West Edge has low interest rates and loan specials. But what I really love is that West Edge partners with local nonprofit and City of Bellingham organizations. Plus, they put on events like Community Shred. And they talk to me like I'm a real person, not an account number. West Edge really cares.
Join West Edge Credit Union today. West Edge is federally insured by NCUA. West Edge Credit Union, on the corner of James and Alabama in Bellingham.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of 7 gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. Mary Kay Robinson here is your host, and we are talking with Sergey Besantsev, sales executive and title officer with Chicago Title right here in Bellingham. And we're talking all things title. And now that we've established, Sergey, what title insurance is, we've got that foundation of information, I want to dive into something a little more specific. And I have heard on the radio, certain shows, sometimes you'll hear a product being advertised called Title Lock. And in fact, I have called and said, "Hey, I had a client call and say, should I get this?" And I said, "I'm not really sure what this is." And so I called, which is one of the inspirations for the show. What exactly is that? Do I really need it? Because I've already paid for title insurance. It's confusing. So I want to explain that.
Sure. And right off the bat, I want to say I'm not an expert and I don't know all the intricacies of what they provide. However, this isn't a question that's foreign to me. We get a lot of calls because I think there's a demographic of our listeners who buy homes and get these phone calls. And from what I understand is they will notify you after an event has already happened and something has been recorded and they let you know. It's a notification system from what I understand. However, there is no warranty or guarantee or protection.
Oh, really?
For the recourse. I don't know. But what I can describe is what title insurance does. So what title insurance does is it protects your investment for the length of your ownership. For as long as you own your home and you have that title policy, you have coverage in the event that this happens or a loss where someone comes up and fraudulently files a
tries
deed.
To, yeah. Yep. So like 50 years, it could be 50, 60.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyone has the ability to go down to the courthouse and record a deed. I can give you a deed to this radio station. It would be a quick claim deed. But now it's okay. Only all the interest I have. Now, I may have zero interest, so I'm giving you zero interest that I have. That's not out of the realm of possibilities. There are checks and balances already in the procedure to record a deed like that, so the chances of that happening are already very slim. But they do, and if they do, your title insurance company will be the ones that will come up and bat for you. And if you suffer a loss or if there's a change or an encumbrance on your property, well, that's where title insurance comes and protects you.
Got it. So you step in and take on that battle. Title Lock is essentially a notification system. If that helps you sleep better at night, okay. But you can also, come and talk, yep. or that you'll take care of it anyway, mm-hmm. regardless. So, all right, now let's shift gears a little bit. What if I get married or divorced? Or there's sadly a death of a spouse. Do I need to change the title of my property? Does it matter?
Sure. And I'll kind of go over those in three different segments. So when you get married, now here in Washington State, we are a community property state. So, and a home site, a homestead rights state, where if you get married and this is your primary home, you're spouse can't sell the home from underneath you. There are laws protecting the other spouse. That is something for couples to consider. If you do, if you do get married and one party owns property, it, depending on the situation, if it is right, it is appropriate for that couple to fill a deed and record a deed to transfer and add ownership to that, to reflect that marriage. Now, a divorce in that situation, it's a little different. And there's two variations that we see in title. One is a divorce decree. The judge makes an award.
Oh, right. They'll make the award.
Yep,
right.
They'll make the award, and from there they make an award and a judgment on property as well, as long as you mention it and as long as it's discovered and mentioned in the case. That would be your conveyance document, and no deed is required. Oftentimes, we do see verbiage that requires a quick claim deed.
I would imagine.
To be recorded. Now,
sure.
Until that quick claim deed is recorded, that judgment hasn't been satisfied yet.
Correct.
And so, yeah, so that for those situations, yes.
What about the death of a spouse?
Now, a death of a spouse, it's very particular and specific about what you can do to change ownership. You would have to open up a probate to get PR power, personal representative powers, and then file a personal representative deed to yourself if you're the surviving spouse. Oftentimes, that's not what I would recommend, and that's not what we see. Typically, nothing is needed to be done. We, as a title insurer, we already take into account how title was owned, and that estate has to be accounted for. And with homestead rights, it applies that you can't just then get rid of an estate interest.
Right.
It gets accounted for. So nothing is required to do.
Right. And there's death certificate is a public record, so it's easy enough to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll see a recorded lack of probate affidavit stating,
correct,
we don't need to go to probate, we don't have significant funds to make it, it's just very simple, it's me and my spouse and I'm surviving. That's appropriate. And then any title company will see that on record and proceed with that information.
And then if one of those situations happens, you know, my advice would be talk to the title company and
absolutely, and
work with the attorney handling that. All right. So the last question for this segment, I often come across title reports where there's in the legal description, there's a parcel B. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm purchasing one property, but there's another thing. Why isn't it just all one thing? You know, why isn't it just one legal description? Why is there a two-part thing?
Sure. Great question, because we get this quite often when people are expecting to purchase, like you said, one parcel of land and there's an additional. So what does this mean for me? And that is the insurance company adding an extra parcel for access, because we often see driveways extending back. Oftentimes things get subdivided from 20 acres to tens, from 40 to 410s. And where does that driveway where does it lie and on whose property? And what if there is an issue between all the neighbors and someone decides to block that roadway? Where is your protection as a homeowner to get to your house and to this bundle of rights? We ensure your ability to enjoy and access that. And if you can't, well, that is a title loss. You know, that is a claim. And so we, something that's updated in the industry. Before, you would see it as an on a deed altogether. So you'd have the description, and then it would say together with the east 10 feet of, and it would give a description.
Correct.
We, even though that portion isn't on the land that you're purchasing, it's just that access is on the land, on someone else's land. And so as a title company, you would want to see that if you live on a private road, a shared driveway.
Oh, yes.
Because then that is your additional parcel that we are insuring, and it's typically access.
Yeah, and you want to have that access, because if you don't have access, then you're trespassing.
Correct.
That's a legal thing.
Correct.
You can't. You don't want to do that. And I see it both in the county and in the city, like you said, mm-hmm. if there's a shared driveway, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of splits off and you have a parcel here, a parcel there.
Yep.
And oftentimes accompanying that, what is wise is to have a joint use and maintenance agreement. So if there is a pothole, mm-hmm. who fixes the pothole? Who pays for the fixing of the pothole? Mm-hmm. And that can... It just everything is clear. It's transparent to the owners. So there's not an argument as to who, well, the hole's more on your side of the driveway than mine, so you're going to pay for it, you know. Yep.
And oftentimes these documents are made of record. They're reviewable. And we do see these exact conditions where either it's split equally or a portion of use. or really it really benefits other properties and not mine at all, but it's just on my land. So then the portion of maintenance really lies. I mean, that's things where you, especially if you're starting out and establishing one, as you talk to an attorney, they'll give you all the verbiage to cover and really protect both.
Right, to write parties. That access. But if you have questions of your own property, mm-hmm. best to talk to, you can talk to a title officer and just say, what does this mean? How am I protected? What are my bundle of rights regarding the access to my own property?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll be back with Sergi after a break.
Now you can mow, dig, grade, haul, and more with the perfect solution for your property, a Branson tractor. Save your back and your wallet with one of our compact but powerful tractors here at Farmers Equipment Company. Stop by and choose from our full line of Bransons to take on your toughest tasks. With tractors from 19 to 55 horsepower, we have a Branson compact or utility tractor that is perfect for you. Want to use a rotary cutter to tame that tall brush on your property? You can do that. What about snagging a scoop from that pile of gravel to maintain your driveway free of potholes? You can do that too. Branson's 6-year warranty, along with our factory trained technicians, will make sure your new tractor is always running great. Get the tractor you want and the peace of mind you need at Farmers Equipment Company. To learn more, visit us online at farmersequip.com or stop by our locations in Linden or Burlington today. Farmers Equipment Company, serving the Pacific Northwest for over 86 years.
Sign up for the CHS Northwest Propane Autofill Program and receive a cellular tank monitor with no monitoring fees. Plus, you'll be able to review your daily tank level readings from your smartphone or tablet. CHS Northwest, everything you need for home and farm. Online at chsnw.com.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You love what you find.
Was winter a little rough on your patio furniture this year? Then it's time for a visit to Wilson's Furniture, where you'll find the biggest selection of patio furniture north of Seattle. Summer's on its way, and you don't want to miss a minute of it. Stop by Wilson's Furniture today.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
KGMI has been the voice of our community for over 90 years, presenting the news and information that matters here while also offering you the chance to have your voice heard. And that commitment continues. Start your day with the KGMI Morning News with Deanna Herilock from 6 to 9. And don't miss your chance to voice your opinion on the news of the day with Joe Tien on KGMI Connects each weekday at 4. KGMI is your news talk station.
Hey, I just finished my spring carpet cleaning early this year thanks to the help of Swan's Clean Care and Restoration. Amazing as always.
Really? I'd love to have Swan's Clean Care clean my carpets, but isn't it expensive?
With Swan's, it's a lot less than you think. And with their new referral program, we'll both get a nice discount. Just go to their website, then call and tell them I sent you.
Fresh, clean carpets? Swan's, here I come. Hey, what's that website?
SwansCarpetCleaning.com. But hurry, it's only happening through May 31st.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. Mary Kay Robinson here is your host, and we're talking all things title and what things affect your property. And we're here with local expert, Sergi Vicente, sales executive and title officer with Chicago Title. And I want to, Sergi, I want to delve into some of the fraud scams that are going on, because I've seen a couple myself in just being in real estate. People are aware of course the phone scams, you know, especially on the elderly, and email phishing fraud. But there's a relatively unknown fraud in real estate, and there's been examples in Whatcom County that involved realtors and title companies. Tell us about one of the frauds and how it works and how we can protect ourselves and our assets.
Sure. Well, I'll kind of describe the prime scenario that we see very, very often. And it's a common theme throughout not only our county, but really all of the United States with fraud. And it's really dealing with properties that are unencumbered. So there's no loan.
So they're free and clear.
Free and clear. There's no loan to pay off. There's no mortgage to consider, or, you know, there's not that step. Also, those properties where they're unencumbered, free and clear, and the owner is out of state or out of area. They do these searches, and they, you know, and it's a little, I don't want to say funny, but there's only a few and a handful of properties that fit into this prime demographic of properties. So unfortunately, we do see the same property by different fraudsters with possibly even different approaches. But again, it's the same piece of property. And we don't know, as a title company, we don't know until an agent brings us a purchase and sale contract. And they say, hey, let's get this going. I've got a seller. And some of the red flags right away that an agent could spot are, I can never get a hold of them on the phone. It's always text or it's always an email. There's always a rush or emergency.
Right.
Or there's inconsistencies, or there's different various methods of communication.
Right. They never talk on phone, because I've had that happen to me. Mm-hmm. They want to sell it right away. They want to really price it low, which encourages a cash offer so they can close quick. Mm-hmm. And they were emailing. And I thought, there were some red flags in my conversation or my emails back and forth. And I said, you know, I can't go any further until we have a phone conversation. Mm-hmm. Please call me and we can, what's a good time so that we can chat on the phone, and what is your phone number? And then oddly enough, magically, it went away.
Yep. Well, and you took the right steps to really kind of create, not hurdles, but boundaries. Boundaries for your business. Say, hey, this is how I'm going to communicate. This is how we're going to do the course of this transaction. And when it deviates from that, that's a really big red flag.
Yes.
The sad part is that sometimes it's caught, but there are already costs that affect the agent.
Right. I've talked because after that happened, an agent called me and said, have you gotten a call about this? It was a vacant lot. And I said, that's a scam. And they had already paid for a photographer to go out and photo. They had set up marketing. They had paid, you know, some ads. Mm-hmm. They were ready to go, which is too bad. Mm-hmm. And
now
that's what happens.
Now, if that fraudster is successful, that actual homeowner or property owner has title insurance to protect it.
There you go.
Right.
That's the purpose.
Now, I'll tell you what. It is pricey and costly to be right. And so when that property owner goes and says, hey, this is my land, not yours, well, those fees that are incurred to be right are covered by the title company.
Oh, now, that's a good point.
Right. So for us, on the front end of the transaction moving forward, you know, 2024, we're coming up with some changes where these kind of scenarios where it's an out-of-state owner, we are going to do the front end work as a title company to establish a guideline for communication. So part of that is, it's necessary to have video contact. That's one of the things that we absolutely have to make sure and establish a true, reliable interaction with the homeowner. Now, that may not always be easy and something to consider, but that's the cost of protecting people's rights.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, but if they truly are interested in selling,
mm-hmm. Yep. We don't make it hard.
Yeah, but this is not hard.
No, this is not really easy, and we do it real quick. And it's not a big issue. It's just an issue if you're trying to defraud.
That's exactly what I want. But what I want to emphasize is that even if they're successful in duping, you know, mm-hmm. an agent to mm-hmm. do all that work mm-hmm. and have it go on the market, mm-hmm. Because the agent called me and they mentioned something. So they were agent shopping, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They were agent shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she started comparing notes. I said, no, this is a scam. Don't do this. And they stopped it right there and then. And, you know, we just, you know, we're more educated for it. But unfortunately, if someone sees it's hot, boy, this thing, this piece of land's worth $200,000. Mm-hmm. I only have to pay $100,000. I'll just pay cash. Mm-hmm. If it's closing within a week, you know, there's no appraisal. It's, I know it's worth it. So you close it and blah, blah, blah. Then that once that money is wired, mm-hmm. that the purchaser is out that money. Mm-hmm. The owner mm-hmm. is protected by title insurance, yep. but hopefully the purchaser purchased title insurance. Mm-hmm. So what would happen to that purchaser if they were duped?
Let's kind of revert. So when you buy title insurance, the seller purchases it for the buyer. So when you get a piece of property, typically that's paid for, and you're covered as the property buyer. Same with the seller. In this case, if the fraudster would play out, well, there would be two claims there that we would have to deal with. One for the buyer, because they just bought land and they got title insurance and they have a policy. And this guy who said, I didn't sell and I have a title policy. Right, that's where title insurance really does come and benefit, because people do defraud.
Let's emphasize that.
Yes, but they're trying to both sides. They're trying to get both sides, sellers and buyers. And this is, you know, that is the important part of our job, is to protect.
Yeah. Well, and that's where your horse, because you have a legal counsel and mm-hmm. you go after it and mm-hmm. and take care of all that, mm-hmm. so that the individual person, the buyer or seller, doesn't have to worry about that.
Correct.
That they're covered because they've purchased title
Correct.
Insurance.
Correct.
That's why it's so important.
Correct.
Do not go into a transaction without title insurance. That's the main thing. So we talked about just quickly in the last couple of minutes we have when there's an encroachment. Just describe what an mm-hmm. encroachment is, and oftentimes where I see it is when there's a fence. Mm-hmm. So what happens in that situation with title?
With title, typically it's discovered through a survey. And we would let both parties know via the title commitment and the exception. Say it'll basically have a paragraph numbered that says survey and the matters there disclosed. And it'll have a recording number, and you could review the document. And typically we highlight where this encroachment is. And it's important to distinguish whether it's encroaching on the property you're purchasing or the property you're purchasing is encroaching on the next person. And really, sometimes we can't make that determination. And so from a title perspective, we accept that from coverage. If there was a loss because of this survey and the discovery of the encroachment, so either party had to remove it, we're accepting it because there's public notice of it on record, and we've disclosed it on the title commitment, or the title commitment shows it. And so we're not going to provide coverage in that.
Right. So you'll insure that bundle of rights, mm-hmm. except for the 6 inches mm-hmm. of the fence encroachment. Correct. And then you, as the owner, buyer, or seller, whatever, mm-hmm. have to determine what you want to do about, I'm giving this as an example, the 6 inches encroachment. And if you choose to talk to an attorney, that's where an attorney would come in,
yep.
as far as how do you address that issue.
And there's a couple of ways to do it. One, without an attorney, you could get a survey. You could fix the issue of encroachment, get another survey done, and then there's no more cloud, because then there's evidence on title that it's been removed. You could also contact an attorney, and there's creative methods to...
Right.
There's lots of creative
right.
creative
they write an easement
for
or
yep.
something
yep,
along
yep,
those
exactly.
lines. So, okay. Well, we're going to talk more about title insurance and how that affects your property after a break.
Follow the rainbow to Silver Reef for your chance to win a share of over $52,000 in prizes. Every Thursday could be your lucky day with hot seat drawings from 6 to 9 p.m. 3 lucky winners will be drawn every hour for a chance to find their very own lucky clover. The results are in, and you voted us best casino and best steak in the Northwest. Thank you all for your support. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260.
We've got that.
At Silver Reef Casino Resort, we've got that. Escape the hustle and bustle of the city and get ready for a fun and relaxation-filled getaway. Luxury hotel rooms. Yep. Championship golf. Mm-hmm. Top-rated casino with all the best slots and table games. Yes and yes. World-class dining at the region's best and Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse. Yes, please. The total package is only missing one thing. You. Silver Reef Casino Resort. Located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
T-Mobile recently awarded $10,000 to the Ferndale Food Bank. In total, five Washington and Hawaii nonprofits received an equal portion of $50,000 as a part of the company's quarterly Difference Maker Awards. Ferndale Food Bank was selected for their efforts serving the community, relying on them now more than ever before in the wake of the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Co-director of the food bank, Sierra Cook, announced the funds will go directly to providing community access to food. If you have a business or would like to become a community partner or to volunteer, get info at ferndalefoodbank.org.
The Upside is brought to you by R.B. Wick and the Bellingham Coin Shop. Be sure to join R.B. Wick for the 7th Annual Easter Egg Hunt throughout Whatcom County with prizes up to $2,500. Visit R.B. Wick's Treasure Hunts on Facebook for more info.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
Welcome back to the Whatcom Report. Mary Kay Robinson here is your host, and we're talking all things title and how that affects your property. So, Sergey, once there are homeowners associations and or CCNRs recorded on your property, your covenants, codes, and restrictions, do I need to worry about these? Sometimes there are homeowners associations that were formed like 30 years ago when the neighborhood was built, but they're no longer in operations. Just give us the overall view of what those two things are.
Sure. I think it's very, very, very important to know about those documents and review them very carefully. And I've got a couple of examples, and it'll answer both questions. My first home purchase was in a neighborhood that was developed that had CCNRs and all the provisions for an HOA, but there wasn't one established. So the fees weren't collected. There wasn't a governing board. There wasn't a body. No one participated. And so when I chose to park my four RVs in front of my house, no one came knocking on my door and said, hey, you got to move your RVs, even though the CCNRs very clearly states that I'm not supposed to and or limited to 30 days. Now, it's in there and it's written in, and by purchasing that land, I agreed to those terms. I got away with it. I got lucky for now.
For now, yeah.
Those CCNRs make provisions for an HOA to function. What if I had...
Right, it could be established.
It could be established tomorrow, and now my four RVs have to be moved or I'll be subject to fines. And typical CCNRs will make provisions for legal action to be taken forward. Yep. So it's very, very, very important to review those. Now, what if you're working with a client and they really want a purple house and can't find one, so they really want to paint their future house purple? They may not be able to. Mm-hmm. Right? There may be restrictions. I was talking to my manager last night, and she was saying that she lived in a HOA, an active HOA, that really emphasized the outside of the house. So when it was hot and she had a young baby, she wanted to put the AC unit in the window. And it didn't take long for the HOA representative to say, hey, that is against the rules. The front of the house cannot have any exterior appliances showing.
Ah,
right. And so while it absolutely seems ridiculous, you also purchase those subject to the CCNRs and you could be held accountable to following the rules.
Well, it gives a uniformity of appearance mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. which adds to the value of the neighborhood
100%.
So that you don't have the purple house
yep.
and then the pink house.
Or the four RVs in front.
Or the four RVs. So mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. the purpose of all that.
Yep.
Now, another issue that can affect property owners, particularly in Bellingham because of our topography. There are a lot of beautiful views in Whatcom County, the bay, the lake, mountains, etc. What happens when there are height restrictions that are recorded mm-hmm. on title, but a neighbor maybe not adhering to those? What recourse does that aggrieved homeowner have? It says they have home. You know, mm-hmm. there's height restrictions, mm-hmm. and the evergreen is, you know, getting bigger.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things that I would recommend immediately in this is to talk to an attorney. These kind of matters, and there's no city ordinance, and there's no city or county code that could protect you. It really is an agreement between two neighbors. And at that time of establishment, those two neighbors were really cordial, and they both agreed that, yeah, you deserve a view, and I'm okay giving you that view. So let's really make it, let's really establish. Well, down the line, down the subdivision, however land divides, someone forgets to look, forgets to check, or never really even paid attention to the title commitment and says, well, I'm gonna plant a tree right here. And the next home buyers up the hill discover this. And it's getting a little taller, you just said. Well,
yeah,
what do they
grow.
Do?
They
well,
grow.
There's not much. If that, what the property owner who has the view granted to them, they have a hopefully have a recorded document somewhere that says, hey, you're supposed to abide by these rules. Sometimes a very, a legally worded reminder to the neighbor says, hey, your property is subject to this.
Right. So usually in the CC&Rs, oftentimes there's a height restriction.
Yeah. And so really where title insurance comes in, and they may not have any coverage for this. If it's made of record, there is a loss. Oh, well, there's an exception for that. Now, where this comes in was a little bit of there's a little bit of coverage for marketable value. Now, what if the land value of this home is really pertinent to the view? So now you are reducing the value of my home.
Ah, that's the legal basis for the civil.
There's a legal basis.
Action.
And now you got to hire an attorney, and then you have to go and fight for your value. That's a title loss. Once you suffer a loss because of this, now it's hard to prove a loss for a view. How do you put a number on
how
that now? But that's where it gets a little sticky, because the title insurance comes and protects your bundle of rights if you suffer a loss. Now you have to prove a loss, and that's typically through the court system. And once it gets there, those attorney billable hours get submitted to us, and we, you know, if there's a true loss on title and it no longer marketable or it's lost, that is a protection.
You know, I've heard of I have some friends that live in Edgemore, and they're beautiful neighborhood in Edgemore, and there was trees that were getting big, and there was an agreement apparently, and they did hire an attorney. It can get very expensive very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think that what I see is the message there is, you know, make friends with your neighbor and have a good working relationship and be a part of the community and make sure that there's this good, you know, relationship. And, you know, maybe you say, you know what, I'll pay for you know, it's important to me, you know, we're good friends, we're neighbors because we've established that relationship. This is about, you know, cordiality and, you know, civil discourse and all that. But I will take that off. It's that important. Trust me, it's going to be cheaper than hiring an attorney to enforce that action would be to reach out a hand, you know, maybe bring over a bottle of wine and on a nice summer day and have a glass of wine together, develop that relationship.
Well, and that's where if you get that on title, you know, if you're buying and you look at this view and you're saying, hey, the neighbor isn't honoring that, that's a conversation piece, right? Use it, be cooperative and use it as a place to make friends with your neighbors. And like you said, offer or make the sacrifice if it means that much.
Right. And removing a tree is not, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than attorney's fees. I can tell you that. So we're going to wrap up our conversation regarding title and your property after a short break.
Linden Tribune and Print Company. Yeah, you heard right. Linden Tribune and Print Company is an award-winning local community newspaper and a full-service commercial print shop. Let their experienced team help create professional custom printing solutions for your business. Linden Tribune and Print Company's full-color offset and digital printing provides high-quality products produced on time with local delivery available. Spread the word. Linden Tribune and Print Company, your business solution for all your printing needs. Visit their website today at lindenprintco.com.
P&W Perks is helping you feel your best this Thursday at 8 a.m. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Max Hair Studios for just $25 at pnwperks.com. Transform your hair and elevate your style at Max Hair Studios inside the Bellis Fair Mall. Known for its exceptional services, skilled stylists, and commitment to delivering personalized experiences, Max Hair Studios is where excellence meets innovation in hair care. From precision haircuts to vibrant coloring and rejuvenating treatments, they offer a wide range of services to enhance your natural beauty. By using only the best products that nourish and protect your hair, you can count on long-lasting results. Max Hair Studios has received awards and certifications for their outstanding services, reflecting their dedication to excellence. Experience the difference at Max Hair Studios, located in the Kohl's Wing at Bellis Fair Mall. Indulge in self-care with Max Hair Studios and P&W Perks this Thursday at 8 a.m. Get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, only at pnwperks.com.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option.
Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that you can't get from online apps.
Local radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required, and no fumbling with a separate device.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI, and how you want AM included in your next new car.
Welcome back to the Walk-In Report. We're finishing up our conversation with Sergi of Chicago Title regarding title insurance for your property and how it affects it. Now, Sergi, if anyone has questions about their property, the things that you've brought up as we've been discussing, what appears in their title report, how do people get those questions answered?
Sure. I really do recommend people calling us directly or stopping by our office. Between our business hours, we're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and there's always a title officer in the office. And the way we have our operations is our title officers have been there for many, many years, and they have seen so many examples of these sort of issues. Great resource to come in. It doesn't cost anything. We actually love the chance to kind of show off our nerdiness a little when we could really diffuse the emotional capacity of some of these things. If we get a chance to help people understand a little bit and put them at ease, that really is the benefit that we're looking for. And we just don't get it often, so I do welcome people to come in and ask and call. We're more than willing to help and answer questions.
How many title officers are there?
At any given time, we've got 4 or 5 in the office, and then we have some remote.
Yeah, and that so we have a stable full of experienced title officers. And so if I just want to have a review of what I own, I could come in and say, hey, I want to talk to somebody. And
And typically what I would do if that person came in is I would print the last deed. I would print out an assessor's map and any kind of maps that I found on record. And that way they could really understand where and how some of these apply. Right, to put your hands and see it in person, it really, really, really is a benefit to our clients.
Well, we're typically visual creatures. Mm-hmm. We like to see things. You can see it in black and white. You can see the sequence of events and how this works, and then that gives you a better understanding. And even if there's attachments like CC&Rs, the mm-hmm. Covenants, Codes, and Restrictions, or HOA, other easements, that kind of thing, you can get the whole thing.
Exactly. Those are documents we regularly review and make available to the public.
Wonderful. Well, you do a great job at Chicago Title. I know firsthand. So thank you. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance to make this more relative and more down to earth and understandable. What do we do? What role? You know, this is, and it's a big one. It's something is really, really important to our industry.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in this morning. We're so fortunate to have knowledgeable people at title and escrow companies here in Whatcom County, and they can help you understand all the legal aspects of your real estate investment. I encourage you to call them if there's any questions about your property. And remember, listeners, that if you want to listen to this again, this broadcast will be available as a podcast by going to the KGMI website, The Whatcom Report, and click on the podcast link. Have a fantastic Sunday, everyone.